Queensland limits cash gambling to a few hundred dollars a day. Queensland State Parliament has passed a new law that limits the amount of cash individuals can gamble in casinos to a few hundred dollars a day. This law aims to prevent money laundering and includes additional regulations to help those with gambling problems. These include obligatory gambling limits, breaks, and a strict casino code of conduct. The changes were recommended by former Judge Robert Gotterson after the investigation into the casino operator Star Entertainment found several regulatory failures and uncovered the exploitation of loopholes for profit. Attorney General labels reforms unprecedented in Australian history. Attorney General Yvette Doth emphasized the significance of these reforms in combating gambling harm, describing them as unprecedented in Australia's regulatory history. She explained that the cash gambling limit, likely to be around $1,000, is part of efforts to tackle money laundering. The legislation also targets direct marketing practices of casinos and allows the government to monitor gambling losses more closely for further research and to prevent harm and illegal activities. These efforts are part of a broader national movement toward tighter gambling regulations. Tasmania and New South Wales have already initiated reforms, including mandatory gambling limits and trials of cashless gambling machines. Victoria has introduced even more stringent measures, such as regulated venue hours, reduced machine spin speeds, and lower betting limits. Criticism of Queensland expenditure on gambling harm prevention. Despite the gambling industry's significant financial contribution, Queensland's LNP opposition highlighted the government's relatively low expenditure on gambling harm prevention, with losses increasing by 63% since 2018-19. The new legislation, which received unanimous support, will be implemented in all casinos by the end of 2025. Jim Wackett of the Wesley Mission praised the reforms but called for uniform regulations across all gambling venues, not just land-based casinos. The changes reflect a shift in public opinion towards addressing the broader issues associated with the gambling industry, rather than focusing solely on individual gamblers.